Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Lester J., Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Bob Anderson, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parker Perkins!
Well, look, is what just came in this morning's mail is be an engraved invitation. You are cordially invited to attend the grads, mayors, and exercises of the State University to be held Monday, June 28, 1948. Oh, my nephew Alexander is be grads meeting from college tomorrow. For years, I've been just waiting for this day. I've never been so happy in my whole life. Betty Rhodes, come here.
Yes, Marty, yes.
Come here. Betty. What do you think has happened?
What?
I'll give you three guesses, and if you don't guess what my nephew Alexander's graduating from college, then I'll tell you.
Calm down, Parker. You're all excited.
You better than be excited, Betty. Look at that. He enclosed his graduation picture, too. Look what he wrote on it. Dear Uncle Parker, how do you like me in my cap and goon?
That's gown, Parker.
Gown? Mm-hmm. You mean he sleeps in it? So maybe he goes to night school.
Oh, Parky, I think that's wonderful, going to your nephew's commencement.
Commencement? No, that don't be his commencement. This is be his finish, you see? He commenced there 5 years ago, and he's be graduating tomorrow. And I've been waiting for this day for 20 years. The day when he was born, I promised his mother that I would see what that boy got a good education. You know, I had a big fight with his father, too, you see. He wanted him to go to UCLA, but I insisted that he go to college, you see.
You mean you paid his way through college, Parker?
Yes, and Betty, you'll never have him scrimped and saved just so that my nephew could have something what I didn't have.
Oh, yes, Parker, I can understand how proud you must be now to have a college graduate in the family.
Oh, he's don't be not just no plain college graduate, you know. Going to be a doctor of philosophy.
Really? Gee, that's wonderful, Parker.
Yeah, you know, not everybody could be a doctor of philosophy, you know. In fact, very, very few people could be a doctor of philosophy. That's why I got so excited to think that in my family we got a doctor in philosophy. You know, that'd be a great thing, Betty. Say, Betty, what is a doctor of philosophy?
Well, a doctor of philosophy is a person who has done advanced study in someone's specialized subject.
Oh.
What did your nephew specialize in, Parky? Oh. Economics?
Good.
Economics. Oh. I mean, was he interested in money?
He sure was. Used to ride home for it every week. Yes. Just been making a joke, Betty. That's a very smart boy, my nephew. Just wait until you meet him. He's going for to come in here for to take charge of the restaurant, you know.
Well, Parker, your nephew may be a very bright boy, but does he know anything about the restaurant business?
Oh, sure, Betty. He studied the restaurant business in college. That's what he is. That's why he became a doctor of philosophy, just so what he could give good service to the people in the restaurant, you see.
Well, I don't understand this, Parker. You say he became a doctor of philosophy just so he could give good service to the people in your restaurant?
Sure, he figured as soon as the people get through eating here, it would be very handy to have a doctor around the place.
Oh, I guess it's my own fault for asking.
Yeah. Say, Betty, I better start to pack my griper. I wonder when I could get a train to go up there to the graduation exercises be tomorrow, you know.
Well, I'll phone the depot and find out for you, Parker.
Good, then I'll go over and buy him a present at Carter's Jewelry Store.
Gee, Carter's Jewelry Store is a pretty snooty place, Parker. I mean, they're awfully expensive.
Look, Betty, my nephew graduates from college only once in his lifetime, and nothing has been too good for him. Yeah, you find out what time the train leaves, Betty. I'll go over to Carter's Jewelry Store right now.
How do you do, sir? Can I help you?
Yes, you could. I would like to buy a present for somebody.
Do you have an appointment?
An appointment? No, I don't. I didn't know what you had to make an appointment to buy something for somebody.
Oh, we never sell anything to anybody unless they have an appointment. Oh. But since I'm not busy, I'll chance waiting on you.
That's very nice.
You won't read the word of this to the manager, though, will you?
No, I'll keep it a very big secret.
Fine. Would you care to put on these sunglasses?
Yeah, sunglasses? Well, what is that for?
Oh, it just takes the glare off all our diamonds shining in your eyes.
I see.
Let me see. Whom did you say this present was for?
It's for my nephew. He's graduating from college tomorrow, you know. I thought I would like to get him a nice ring.
A ring? Yes. Oh, no, that's a silly gift. I mean, since the boy's graduated from college, why don't you give him something practical? Huh? Something he can use every day.
See, you're right. I should get him something that's practical.
Of course. Now, let me see. Does the boy do a lot of walking?
Walking? Yes, he loves for to walk.
Splendid.
Yes, yes.
Then I have a very practical gift for him.
Good.
A pair of platinum arch supporters.
Yes. Platinum arch supporters?
With rhinestones. We sell scads of them to flat-footed billionaires.
Well, I don't know if he's be flat-footed, but I'm sure that he's don't be a millionaire, I can tell you that.
Well, I was just thinking of giving him something useful, that's all.
Yes.
We don't want to give him anything silly, do we?
No, we don't.
No, of course not. Now, let me see. Yes. Oh, silly me, I should have thought of this before.
Yes.
Just this morning we received a very practical gift item.
Good.
He'll get so much use out of this.
That's what I
Now
know.
That he's going out into the world on his own, it will come in very handy.
That's good. What is it?
A solid gold watermelon seed plucker.
A solid gold watermelon seed plucker?
Yes. You know how much trouble everyone has plucking those old seeds out of a watermelon?
Yes.
Well, with our solid gold plucker, his watermelon problems are over.
Well, that sure sounds like a very useful gift, yeah. I'm sure what he could... How much is that?
Only $3,250.
Yes. $3,250 what?
Dollars. What did you think? Watermelon seeds?
afraid that'd be just a little more than I wanted for to go. I mean, just... I got me some presents.
I see. Yeah. Well, how much were you thinking of spending?
What could you show me for around $12?
$12?
Yes.
My dear man, the only thing we can show you for $12 is the door. Good day.
Zimmerman is 19 Short Orders playing I May Be Wrong. We'll be back with Parkey in just a minute. Here it is, the month of June. That means that graduation day is at hand. Many thousands of girls around the country are beginning to wonder about a career. Most of them, in looking around, are trying to figure out what sort of work they'd like to do. Work that they will enjoy and that will give them personal gratification. Our suggestion is become a nurse. Think of the advantages of nursing. First of all, each student receives a professional education. This includes laboratory as well as classroom work in such interesting subjects as psychology, sociology, anatomy, and many others. She'll work under the supervision of skilled doctors and highly trained graduate nurses. As for companionship, the student nurse will meet many girls of her own age, many girls interested in the same things she is. She'll live in comfortable dormitories with her fellow students, and when she graduates, she'll become a registered nurse and, in some cases, a Bachelor of Science as well. Nursing is a respected and highly valuable career. People look up to nurses. Thousands of bright, alert girls all over the United States are choosing nursing as their career. How about you?
Here it is, track 17. I didn't think I would make it, but I rushed so fast. Got here ahead of time. I still got a few minutes before the train pulls out here.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Well,
it's
the little lady from the sewing circle. What are you doing down here in the railroad station?
Oh, I always hang around the railroad station.
Yes.
Just hoping for something exciting to happen to me.
Yeah, how do you mean exciting?
Well, in a railroad station, thousands of men kiss thousands of women goodbye every day.
Yes.
And I just want to be here in case one of those men ever kisses me by mistake. Did you have a nice trip?
Did I have a nice trip? Didn't go anywhere yet.
Oh, I thought you'd been away for a rest because you look all worn out.
Yeah. No. I'm going up for to see my nephew. You see, he's be graduating from college.
Oh, is that lovely.
Yes.
When is he graduating?
Tomorrow, Monday. I'm taking him back home with me on Tuesday, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Then on Wednesday, he'll be able to apply for his unemployment insurance.
No, I don't. He's going to come to work, take charge of my restaurant. You know.
Oh, I think that's a splendid idea, having a college graduate in your restaurant.
Yes, I thought that.
I once had a friend who was a college graduate, and he got a job in a restaurant as an efficiency expert.
Hmm?
He saved them so much time.
He saved the restaurant time? How is that?
Just by applying higher mathematics.
Yes.
For instance, if someone wanted a 3-minute egg,
mm-hmm.
he gave it to him in 2 minutes. If someone wanted a 2-minute egg, he gave it to him in 1 minute.
I see. So supposing somebody wanted a 1-minute egg.
Then he handed him a chicken and told him to work it out for himself. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice. Yeah.
I went to college, you know.
Oh, did you? What college did you go to?
Normal school.
You went to normal school? You didn't stay there very long, did you?
Oh, when I went to college, I had so much fun.
Really?
I roomed with the loveliest group of girls.
That's so.
Yes, and they've all done very well, too.
Yes.
Oh, you must have heard of my roommates. They're all famous.
Maybe I did. Who are they?
Oh, dear, there's so many of them. Let's see now. There was Barbara Fritchie, Molly Pitcher, Dolly Madison. Did you ever meet Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I guess she was too young for me. Oh, my, there's my train ready to pull out. Well, goodbye, lady.
No, wait a minute. Before you go, you'll have to kiss me goodbye.
Kiss you goodbye?
Yes, of course. Look, everyone else is doing it.
Okay, rather than make a scene here, I'll kiss you goodbye. There. How'd you like that kiss, lady?
Now I'm sure you went around with Dolly Madison.
Okay. Yes, goodbye. Oh, my, this train has sure got comfortable seats. It feels so good just for to sit here for a couple, 2-3 hours and just take it easy. After my nephew Alexander comes into my business, I'll be able to go in lots of these trips. Take it easy, yes. He sure be a bright boy, that kid. I could hardly wait until he takes over my place.
Pardon me, this seat taken, neighbor? Heck no. Excuse my French.
Yes.
The brother-in-law's in the hardware game. There's a great game for you, hardware.
It is?
Yeah. The father-in-law is in the plumbing game.
Oh.
Been in the plumbing game for 45 years.
Yeah.
Plumbing's the only game he ever knew. He grew up in plumbing.
He did?
What game you in, neighbor?
Game? I'm in the restaurant game.
Oh, the restaurant game.
Yes.
Say, that's a good game.
It is.
Once had a cousin in the restaurant game.
Did?
Gave it up, though, and went into the underwear game. But he didn't like the underwear game.
He didn't?
No, he got out of underwear. Went into the pants game. Then went into the pants game and lost his shirt. Then he went into the shirt game and lost his pants. You know what game he's in now?
Know this scam game?
No, he's in the calendar game.
Calendar.
And neighbor, he's just crazy about it.
Ask me why my cousin's crazy about the calendar game.
Okay. Why is your cousin crazy about the calendar game?
Because he just loves to make dates. You sure fell for that one, didn't you, neighbor?
Yeah, sure. Would you like a little bicarbonate?
I'm just running away on a little vacation, as the fella says.
I see.
For a few days, going fishing.
That's nice.
I sure need a vacation, too.
Yeah.
I was just getting fed up with the way things are going. I mean, the way them fellas down in Washington are running the country is just getting on my nerves. They don't know no more about running the country down there than my little finger.
Look, mister, if you're so smart, you think you could run the country better than they could in Washington, why don't you do it?
Oh, I wrote the president a letter and told him exactly what to do.
Yes.
But he never answered. Well, they won't take good advice. They can go run the country in their way. I just wash my hands.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That don't be the altitude today. Maybe. Look, give him one more chance. Maybe you should go down to Washington personally and see the president.
No.
No?
I ain't going to Washington.
You're not?
Unless they send for me. They want me, they know where they can get me.
How do you mean they know where they can get you? If they send for you now, you'll be away on a vacation.
Look, neighbor.
Yes?
I left my 14-year-old boy home.
Yes?
And if anything important comes in, he knows just where he can reach me.
That's a fine thing, putting the future of this country in the hands of a 14-year-old boy.
No. Well, I can't help it.
Yes.
Nobody wants to learn nothing today.
They don't.
I was explaining to a friend of mine
just
yesterday what the trouble is with the stock market. My friend's in the laundry game. There's a wonderful game for you. Laundry.
Yeah, you can sure clean up in that game.
Hey,
oh, my.
Hey,
say,
neighbor.
This is be my station. I've got to get off here.
Oh, well, I sure enjoyed my little chat with you, neighbor.
Yes.
I'm really sorry you got to get off here.
So am I. I would have loved to have played you one more game. Yes.
Till the stars have no glory, yours till the birds fail to sing, yours to the end of life's story, this pledge to you. I was born to be
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Yours. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a minute. The National Safety Council has broken down the various causes for traffic accidents. They found out that traffic violations are at the top. For pedestrians, the council reports jaywalking and taking unnecessary chances in crossing streets caused more accidents than anything else. Again, we come back to something we've mentioned before. Personal responsibility. It's the key to safety on the highway. An important part of that personal responsibility is courtesy. Common courtesies that we all practice in our everyday life should not be neglected in driving. In addition, it might be wise to plan for the future now. More young people are driving cars these days than ever before, and they make up a large percentage of accident victims. Some states have found a solution that is beginning to pay big dividends in safety. They teach high school students to drive as part of the regular school curriculum. If this is not done where you live, do something about it. Encourage your school to teach children to drive. Safe and sane driving means more people alive to enjoy the pleasures of driving.
Oh, my, what a big college this is. Must be thousands of people up here today for the grand mass and exercises. I wonder where I could find my nephew Alexander in this crowd. Oh, my, what is this? Could this fellow walking over here be Orville Sharp, that faker?
Well,
yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. Say, what are you doing way up here? This would be a long way from Los Angeles.
Well, did you hear about it? I had to go away for my health.
How do you mean you had to go away for your health? You're healthy.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have been if I hadn't gone away.
I see.
Yeah, huh? You see, I took a powder because I understood that the police, they wanted to arrest me for playing bingo.
Bingo?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How could they arrest you for playing bingo?
I don't know. I guess they just don't like the rules I use when I play it.
Well, how do you play it?
Well, I stand in the dark alley. When anybody passes by, I just hit them over the head. Bingo.
See, so you run away, huh?
Yeah.
Why did you come up here to this college town up here?
Well, I heard that up here at this college, they specialize in studying the stars.
They study the stars?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See, that is what they call pastrami.
Pastrami?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand this. Why are you be so interested in the study of the stars?
Well, now, I read in the papers that there's 10,000 people, they're going to be up here today, looking through that big telescope they got there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just figured that this would be a good place for me to come because while those people looking through the telescope, their minds would not be on their pocketbooks. Get me?
Yes, I get you. You mean you was going to pick their pockets?
Oh, no, please. Mr. Pocket Carcass, I do not like that expression.
No.
I do not pick pockets.
What do you do?
Merely go up to the man and lighten his burden by placing his wallet in escrow.
Look, Mr. Sharp, you better take my advice and get out of town, especially if the police is be looking for you, because they could spot you in a minute in this crowd up here. You know, you don't look like no college boy.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't be silly.
Yes.
I can mix with this crowd very easy up here.
Huh?
Well, all I got to do is I go down to the college store and buy me a pennant and a fancy band for my hat.
Yes.
See? Then I walk down the street. Everybody thinks I'm one of the aluminum.
One of the aluminum?
Yeah. You know what? What I should get, a maternity pin.
A maternity pin?
Yeah, you know, so I can show I belong to one of them college maternities.
What in the world is a college maternity?
What's that? Yeah. It's them secret clubs they have in all the colleges.
Hmm?
Sure. Give you have Epsom salts pie?
Epsom salts pie? No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Ever hear of a maternity called Take It on the Lamb to Shine?
Take It on the Lamb to Shine? Yeah. No, I didn't hear that one either.
Ever heard of Sweetheart of Stigma Chew?
Sweetheart of Stigma Chew?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, brother, you don't know nothing about college stuff, do you?
Yes, no.
Answer that, Tatley. What are you doing up here?
I came up to see my nephew. He's graduating.
Oh, he is. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm really sorry, though. I'm sorry that your nephew went to this college.
Right.
Don't learn you nothing up here.
They don't learn you nothing?
No. I had a cousin who graduated from here last year.
Yes?
Here for 6 years. When he got through, took the law examination, couldn't pass it.
Couldn't? Why not?
He studied medicine.
Look, Mr. Sharp, don't you worry about my nephew. That's be a pretty smart kid, and he's coming in the restaurant with me, you know. Yeah. Going to run my business and give me a chance for to take it easy.
Oh, he is, eh? Well, I think that is wonderful, Mr. Pakikakis. Yes, sir. Hey, look, I got a little graduation present for your nephew.
Oh.
And when you see him, when you give it to him, just tell him it's from your old friend, Orville Sharp.
Well, this would be very nice of you, Mr. Sharp.
Oh, don't measure it.
Yes.
Hey, look, give your nephew these, will you?
What is this?
These are the answers to all the final examination questions.
The answers to all the final examination? Where did you get these answers?
Hey, now, look, Bertha, them professors, they look through that telescope, too.
Oh, no. I wonder where I got to go to find my nephew. Oh, my, look, there he is, Ito. Alexander, it's me, Alexander.
Oh, hey. Gee, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's sure good to see you, too, Alexander. Oh, my, you don't know how proud I am that you're graduating today. But listen, why is it everybody else is going here only 4 years and you are here 5 years?
Well, that extra year I spent developing my thesis.
You developed your thesis?
That's right, Uncle Parky. I'm a doctor of philosophy now, you know.
Oh, yes, I know that, doctor, yes. You don't mind if I call you Doc for short, do you? You know, Alexander, it's cost me a lot of money for to send you through college here, but as I stand here and graze upon you, it was sure worth every cent of it, really.
Thanks, Uncle Parky.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the great sacrifices you made for me.
Ah, it's all right, Alexander. Now, you can do something for me now, yeah? When you come back to Los Angeles, you know, I am planning for you to take over the running of the restaurant, you know.
Oh, I'm not going into the restaurant, Uncle Parky. In fact, I made it possible for you to get out of the restaurant business.
Get out? No. I don't want to get out of the restaurant business, Alexander.
Oh, you'll have to.
Huh?
You won't be in business another 6 months.
I won't. How do you mean?
Well, that's what my thesis was about.
What is it?
That's why you paid to keep me up here an extra year.
Why?
You see, I proved conclusively
that
people will live longer if they don't eat in restaurants.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pakikakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Bob Anderson saying goodnight. This program came to you from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for It's a Living, which follows over many of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.